Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your host, Erica L.
With Mr. Curtis Hill. So the ladies out here, you know, you're apologizing about.
Right.
So if you, you know, if you punch me in my chest and I'd be like, ow, that hurt, and you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I probably shouldn't hit you that hard. And I'd be like, well, don't hit me that hard again. Well, if you, 2 days later, you punch me in my chest,
again.
Like, and then you apologize.
I'm sorry for the first time.
Right. Okay. So that's why I don't apologize, because so I'm just not going to do it again. If I feel there's a need to feel sorry, if you will.
So do you think you not apologizing sometimes can hurt relationships?
Yes, and it has.
Really?
Yeah, I've had plenty of people argue with me or get upset with me because I think it's so ingrained in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then in having manners, you saw as a little kid, you know, say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people have just a learned thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's just what we do.
Right.
You know, and because it's done so often, I think it kind of wears until the point where you're numb to it.
Right.
And so I got to the point where it's like, yo, don't apologize to me. Just don't. If you're really sorry, just don't do it again.
Right.
But
so I got you there because I've been apologized to on all different levels, whether it be professional, personal relationships, and like the same thing you just apologized for, you did it in a matter of minutes,
right.
A couple of days later.
Right.
So you really didn't mean it.
Right.
So
or
I get you on that.
Or somebody will apologize and mean it, but they mean it in that moment, and they don't take it with them later on.
Right.
And so for me, I'm just
they didn't learn from that experience.
They didn't learn from it at all.
And that talks, you know. Life cycles, I'm always talking about, like, you know, my nonprofit is 360 degrees of victory, meaning that, you know, every life is a circle, you know, it's a circle of life, Lion King. So in that case, you know, a lot of times, like you said, eventually that same issue that you had, I punched you in your chest,
right.
You're going to make me mad one day again, and I'm punching
you
in your chest
again, right.
Again, so why did I apologize for punching you when I know I'm going to punch you again?
Right.
No, I get it. I get why you said you don't apologize.
My friend.
At first, I was like,
my friends hate it.
You don't apologize. What you mean you don't apologize?
They hate it.
Every single time they hate it. Do they understand, though, why you don't?
I think some of my friends do, but even the ones that understand, they still want to hear it.
Okay.
Because that's what, like, if you did something and you hurt somebody's feelings, like, say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, but at the same time, like, I want to. I saw a quote, and you probably heard it,
mm-hmm.
Teach people how to treat you.
Right.
And so with that, I want to teach you to not apologize to me with your words and rather with your actions.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm a control freak, so I like to kind of have
really?
Things. Yeah, I
what's
like
your sign?
Oh, God. I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus. Oh, see, y'all are bulls. Y'all bullheaded.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know too much about the sound. I just know every time I tell somebody, they be like,
yeah. But y'all are very strong people. Y'all are known to be very strong people. And people have to know how to take you.
Right.
And I think the only way, my sister's a Taurus, and that's why I know that.
Okay.
She and I sometimes like oil and water, but at the end of the day, I know she got my back.
Right.
And she know I got hers.
Right.
Like, I know her. And she's very strong-headed, and she's very business-minded, and a lot of things, you know, I enjoy some of the characters of her, because she's a really, like, she's a go-getter, she's very neat in her thing, in her craft. She sticks to one thing, and she perfects it.
Okay.
Right? And I'm pretty sure that's what you did as well.
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist, but I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm a type A perfectionist.
Okay.
I'm more of a perfectionist over time, and I go ahead and start implementing until I am perfecting it, but I don't have to wait until it's perfect.
Right.
In order for it.
Yeah. That makes sense, because as time, you know, things continue to grow. And that's what you're doing right now.
Right.
Growing.
This is true.
Yeah.
At 35.
Oh, see, I didn't even want to ask the age.
metrosexual, but I don't get my nails done. I don't get my toes done.
So you're not that metrosexual.
Nah, I'm not.
But you're into fashion, though.
I do like some fashion.
Some fashion. Okay.
Cool. I don't spend a lot of money on stuff. I'm not that type. Like, I'll go to the thrift store and, you know, really go through, buy me a dope coat.
Oh, frugal.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, definitely frugal.
Okay.
I don't spend money much at all. Like, me and my brother, it's all opposite. Yeah. My brother, he loves the red bottoms. Mm-hmm. You know, just, and it's cool, you know, but I'm definitely
more frugal when it comes to that. I feel you. I think, I mean, I love nice things, don't get me wrong, but I will hit the thrift store too.
Right.
I got a lot of consignment shops that I'll hit when I go to different cities and
right.
states. I'll like, that's one of the places that I would look up first before I look up the mall.
Okay.
Because, like, for example, Atlanta has, oh my God, so many awesome thrift stores.
I haven't been to Atlanta in so long.
Really?
Yeah, that traffic's crazy.
It is. The last time I was there, I like had three headaches. So bad. It took so long to get to one.
I can't do it.
Yeah, ATL is crazy. But it's a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of stuff popping.
It is, and I will be taking my show there, so I'm gonna have to get down there.
Yeah. So in the near future.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, okay. End of the year, going or beginning of next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other? I will say this: is it something that sticks out that you want to just kind of want to talk about?
No, I'm following your lead right now.
You following my lead?
I'm following
right
your lead. I ain't
okay,
messing with you.
So I'm going to look, I want to put it out there for the ladies because the ladies are going to be like, oh,
man,
I saw this your show and there was this guy on there named Curtis. And,
hey, tell ladies, look, y'all come on out to the show. That's,
right.
That's what I need y'all to do. Come
exactly.
on out and inspire. We'll
right.
take a picture together.
There you go. And maybe you'll hear one of his poems, you know, it might
you hear all
touch
of
your soul, touch
your soul.
Spirit.
Yeah, take that home with you.
So, do you meditate?
I had a conversation about this recently.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate, but I meditate throughout the day.
Okay.
I don't really kind of sit and, you know, I drive a lot.
Okay.
And so typically while I'm driving, like, I'll meditate maybe, you know, 4 or 5 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'll turn the radio off and I'll just be in my mental space.
Right.
And I know, and I've read a lot about meditating, and some people say you want to clear your mind and don't think about anything, but I typically meditate
on
something,
yeah.
Right.
And,
so,
you know, that's interesting that you say that, because the Bible talks about meditating on something, but also, too, more so in the spiritual world, it tells you to clear your head. But I think if clearing your head means that it's you're focusing on that one thing
right.
that you do need to meditate, you know, have that one clear thing that you want to focus on.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's still the same. Like,
Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Do you meditate that way, or do you go, like,
both.
Okay.
Like, I'll do both. I even, like, tell my kids, like, when they, like, my children, like, at 100,
mm-hmm.
and they all over the place, especially my 9-year-old, I'll be like, sometimes it's good to be still
right.
for a moment, relax for a moment, allow the brain to slow down,
right.
because a lot of our children today, you know, they're like,
yeah.
you know, they got the Twitter fingers going on,
yeah, everything's so quick,
everything's quick, ma, I want a soda right now, no, you can't have a soda, you know, we don't drink sodas,
right.
so, you know, that kind of thing, but why Bobby drink a soda, and they come at you real quick, because
right.
their mind is constantly going. And so a lot of times I just want him to just sit still. So I've been teaching my children how to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, too, all these guys up here trying to be hardcore, like, yeah, I don't do all of this. Like, what do you say to these?
You know,
I think that's a sign of weakness, me personally.
Well, less than weakness, I would say ignorance. I would say more ignorance. On J. Cole's last album, K.O.D.,
mm-hmm.
he has a song
uh-huh.
where he's talking about that. And he's basically talking to a couple of his friends
mm-hmm.
About pill popping.
Yeah.
And he goes into it, and I think the chorus goes in, and he's like, you know, just try to, like, meditate.
Yeah. Get rid of them Percocets.
Right. And, you know, he's saying it's not the coolest topic, but it works.
Right.
And so I think people, when you hear the word meditate, they automatically have a preconceived notion that it is, you know, which that is a type of meditation.
Right, it's a form.
But there's so many other forms of meditating. As you said, you can concentrate on one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, because I've always
to. And a lot of them talk about, like, you know, being stable, not only just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You don't really hear guys talking about stuff on the spiritual side or mental side.
Right.
But I think that, like J. Cole is bringing it out, I think, and a lot of other artists are as well, even with Lil Wayne with his Carter Five, talking about, you know, them having a mindset, you know, your mind racing, but you, at the same time, you're asking God to help you because you're having these bad thoughts or whatever. So, like, a lot of guys, I hope, who are listening can tap a little bit more into their mental health, because I found that the more stable you are mentally, the more stable your life becomes,
The
more easier things become for you, you know what I mean? Even, you know, it's hard out here for guys. And I applaud especially African-American men because they deal with so much shit. Like, they gotta deal with so much stuff. So, like, I think that the more we bring it to awareness to people and say, hey, you know, it's really okay to, you know, have this time for you mentally.
Right.
So that you can be able to be good for somebody else. Because if you're not good for yourself, you're not good for anybody else.
And it's crazy you bring it up because now I'm sitting here playing back all the conversations that me and my friends have had or people that I've been around. Mm-hmm. And not one time can I recall having a conversation with a bunch of guys and we even mentioned the word meditate.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
So I think it's just...
because it probably is kind of natural. Even though y'all don't even talk about it, some of them probably already kind of incorporate that in their lives.
Right. But, you know, men and women, we kind of look at things or talk about things openly a little bit different, too.
Really?
So I think maybe it's just not in the culture of men. To speak on those things. I saw
what
man,
do black men talk about?
Everything else. Women. Women, money, and then if you are around people who are business driven or goal oriented, you're gonna talk about it. That's sports.
That's sports.
Those are the four building blocks, if you will, of what guys talk about.
So what do y'all talk about the women? I wanna know. As I get ready to call Mr. I'm just being curious. I just
want to
know.
I mean, you talk about women that if you met somebody new, you know, what they're like, if they might have some potential. You know, if you're in a relationship, you don't necessarily talk about your girl a lot with other dudes. Outside of, they might be like, yo, how's such and such doing? You'd be like, oh, she good, whatever. Yeah, we went to the movies or whatever. But you don't really go in depth talking about your girlfriend that much, at least not from the people that I've been around. And also myself. You know, of course, if you know, having sex with ladies, guys going to talk about that.
Like how
you know what I'm saying? You're going to show a couple of pictures.
Sex?
What's good sex?
Yeah, like, you know, guys.
Man.
I know y'all chopped it up a lot about that. Courtney, you here? Coco, what's going on? So you just tuned in. We are live. So I have here Mr. Curtis Hill.
What's going on, Courtney?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Courtney, he's single too, girl. Huh?
I know, right? You chickened out on me.
Okay, what's y'all talking about today? What's the topic?
We've been chopping it up just a little bit about everything. You came in, the question was to him was, what do guys talk about when it comes to girls? What's the topic? What's their top four topics that men talk about, like, when they're together? So one was sports. The other was, you know, girlfriend, girls. The other was money, and what was the last one, kind of like entrepreneurial type stuff, business. If you're around business-minded people, you're talking business.
Right.
So that's where we are right now. So he was just, we were talking about, like, what, huh?
I said, that's all that we're talking about?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, if you get a bunch of guys together, we're going to be even talking about women. We're going to talk about sports, or we're going to talk about our goals. Those are, like, the main three things that we're going to talk about. Outside of that, you're not going to get...
I thought you said entrepreneurship, career...
Well, that's business.
Yeah, that slides under business. Yeah, that's girl to one of our homeboys about a problem that's happened in a relationship, mm-hmm. we're not really going to them for advice. We're more so just venting. Yeah.
Because you already made up in your mind.
Yeah, and it don't matter what they say. They can tell you, man, don't do this, don't do that, or you shouldn't have said that. You already made up your mind what you think about the situation. That's wow. Yeah, you just pretty much venting.
Wow.
We'll go to another woman. You said what now? I am.
Okay. What you want to
do? Remember, she wanted to say something.
Coco, remember, this is we didn't make this ish up, so I want you to speak
right.
candidly. So
oh,
if you got questions for Curtis.
No, I can't make some shit up. I'm sorry. You know, I can't do that. So I'm like, you know, well, I'm probably the only reason I hate because these usually hang around with married men, or is there a group of guy friends all mixed up?
They're mixed up. I have some that are single and some that are married. I'd probably say about half and half.
Okay, alright. Most of your, I want to ask a question because that won't be carried over, guys. And plus, I know you guys have a, you know, a male bond that, you know, you can't speak on it, but.
There it is.
there's a male code. There's a male code involved. And
right.
I mean, I expect that.
Male code.
Females, we have a female code, too, that we. You know, certain lines that we're not going to cross.
Right.
We do talk about men, but we talk about a whole lot of other stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what women talk about most of
the time? I already know what y'all talk about.
Okay, tell us what we talk about.
Tell us what you think we talk about.
Yeah.
Man, y'all talk about the trees, y'all talk about the beach vacation y'all went on, y'all talk about that, the last pair of heels y'all bought. Y'all gonna talk about this man, y'all gonna talk about that man, you gonna talk about kids, you gonna talk about food. Y'all talk about every single thing there is to talk about when y'all are amongst each other, because you know, like, with women, y'all have this openness that's kind of built into society, mm-hmm. where women can be more open with each other than men can be.
Right.
Like, you know, it's nothing for instance, if y'all are out, and be like, y'all, let's go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Girls will go to the bathroom in a group. Guys aren't doing that. And when we're in the bathroom,
yeah,
you typically...
See, I've never understood that. Everybody needed to urinate at the same time. I'm sorry. I have friends. But listen, I'm not... Don't pat me on the shoulder and ask me to walk with you to the restroom. I'm not that friend. Well, I don't have friends like that either.
Really? I never asked you to go to the bathroom with me? Maybe
no,
when we was little kids.
You knew better. You knew better.
I don't remember.
Well, see, it's not so much that women are using the bathroom. They're just going to the bathroom.
Yeah, we'll go and check our makeup. If we like hanging out at night or whatever, we'll probably go check our makeup.
Y'all go make new friends in the bathroom.
I don't think women go in there and make new friends come out.
It's crazy. When guys go to the bathroom, like, we don't really talk in the bathroom. Like, even if
I had a full blown out conversation with this lady one day. As a matter of fact, I was at BU Cafe.
Okay.
And this lady had a full blown out conversation with me in the bathroom. Like, all I did was she was like, "Oh, so where are you from?" She was from her family had brought her out. This is her first time at the club or whatever. She was excited about being there before, you know, the conversation. She's like, "Yeah, I'm originally from this place. I live in Charlotte." I mean, she was like blown out conversation in the bathroom. I was like, I just want to wash my hands and keep it moving.
Yeah, see, that would, for most guys, that would get cut short. Like, even if you start talking to, it's like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? When we get out. For instance, I was at a concert recently. Mm-hmm. I went straight, as soon as I got there, I went straight to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then in behind me came another guy, whatever. He went one year and I went to another. And so, right after we were both about to wash our hands, he just started kind of humming a tune. Mm-hmm. And I could tell, because I'm always listening for talent, I could, like, yo, he can sing.
Right.
But I didn't say nothing to him, because we were in the bathroom.
Right.
Well, actually, when he went out before I did, mm-hmm. and when I came out, I didn't see him. 5 minutes later, I find out he's one of Anthony Hamilton's background singers, and he's up on stage singing.
And you
should
have said something to him instead of
bathroom. Well, I got an IG, so, you know.
And you stacked with a bit of opportunity. But
right.
But you found out who he was after the fact.
Right.
But you're not really going to get approached in the bathroom.
Right. And I think that kind of ties into the homophobic mentality that's still kind of there with a lot of guys, especially a lot of black men.
Yeah.
I'm homophobic as I used to be. I used to be very homophobic. Yeah. Now it doesn't, like, if you ain't trying to holler at me, like, I don't really care. Right. I ain't most of their type anyway.
Exactly.
But it's still those specs of things there. So I still won't say anything to a guy in the bathroom, you know what I mean?
Right. Courtney.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, did you have anything else for Mr. Curtis? I know you wish you would have been here physically, because I know you would have been
all in his face.
I guess
we kind of wrapped it up about what they talk about. I don't have really any other questions.
We'll have to get in the same building at the same time at some point.
That we have to. You know what? We have to plan it sometime. We wouldn't have been much better. And plus, I'm in a bad area where I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? We're not going to keep you on too long. I just wanted to share this moment with you, Coco, because ever since we didn't make this ish up, everybody wanted to know who Coco was.
Right.
So,
we have to live sometime, Curtis, so we can meet up or catch up one day. You know, like I told Erica, I actually ended up having some other plans, which I'm sorry about. You know, I don't want to waste anyone's time, but I definitely want to make another schedule to come up there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks, Coco.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, I'll be hollering at you. You take care.
All right.
So that was Coco. But before we wrap things up, I want to know, like, you know, as far as, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Like, as far as with your career?
So far, I don't even have a 5-year plan. I have a this year plan.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
And then once the year is over, then I'm able to look at what happened, what didn't happen, and then recalibrate everything from there.
Okay.
So right now I'm really kind of month to month.
Okay.
And planning things out, because last year was when the year came in, it was very open for me. I knew that I could pretty much do whatever I wanted to do. I play poker.
Right.
And so my thing was, y'all, I'm going to play in the World Series of Poker this summer.
Wow.
And so I have been traveling already. Playing.
Have you been to the MGM in
I've been to plenty
National
of time.
Harbor?
Yeah, plenty of time. Maryland Live, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've played in a few tournaments in both. I've been as far out as California for a tournament before. I've been in Florida. And
so what was like your, have you won? What's like your biggest one?
My biggest payday was a $3,000 payday. It was a 2-day tournament. I did pretty well then. But
okay.
I was a little pissed because first place is $140,000, and I came in 54th out of a little over 2,800 people.
Okay, well, you still did good.
Yeah, so I did good, but it was like, man, like I was close.
Do you play yourself to, like, perfect? Because I'm not a card player.
Okay.
It's
practice with other, you know, it's playing, you know.
Matter of fact, my boo, my babe, taught me how to play spades over the Christmas holidays.
You just learned how to play spades?
I'm going to tell you something. Like, I'm that girl on the block, but I'm not that girl on the block.
I see.
I confess. So I'm not big. I watched people play cards.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. My family, hard. They go hard on them. Yeah, spades.
See, spades is boring to me. After I learned how to play poker, spades became very,
very boring.
Like, I'll only play spades if they're like, yo, like, we need one more person.
So I know nothing about poker. Absolutely nothing.
You know how to play chess?
No. Nothing.
You know how to play, Tump?
No.
I can't help you.
I learned how to play, what's it, Gin Rummy or Rummy?
Okay, so if you know how to play Gin Rummy, it's a variation of that with a lot more mental strategy.
Would you be open? I know, I have a 17-year-old at home, and I know they talk about strategizing a lot. Like, like I told you, these kids, they like, I don't know, they talk.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of times I talk to them, they know about what strategy they have, but they don't know how to put it in place.
Right.
Is poker similar to that, just like chess? You gotta know.
Yes. I always tell people poker is playing chess with 9 people at the same time.
Wow.
Because you know in chess, you really need to be 5, 6, 7, 8 moves ahead.
Mm-hmm.
In looking for that big payday right now. The tournaments that I played in, I think the biggest tournament I played in, first place was a little over $300,000.
Okay.
But there's some that are a lot bigger than that, where you can millions.
So that way, when you get into the million, that means like if you number 54, you want 50,000.
Or more, yeah.
Or more, yeah. God, I'm in the wrong business.
It takes a while. Okay. It took me a long time to get good at it. But when I first started playing, even though I sucked, I'm pretty self-aware and I knew I sucked, but I also knew it was something I could get good at because I'm good at problem solving.
So there you go, the Taurus. You found something that you want, you're understanding the craft and you're perfecting it.
Right.
That's pretty tough. Yeah. I'm not big on the signs and stuff either, but I'm learning, and I'm learning, you know, because I grew up Christian.
Okay.
But as I've grown older, I've become more spiritual.
Right.
And I know that there's a time and a season for everything, and rhyme and a reason, and that things have to be strategically in place.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, whatever you put out is what you're going to get back. So, you know, a lot of times, just like you're saying, you know, you started out small, you know, you just wanted to play cards here and there before, you know, you found a love for poker.
Right.
And there it is.
I love poker. I like poker as much as I like basketball, and I love basketball.
Really? Yeah. Would you, why did you stop playing basketball?
I was playing at least 2 or 3 times a week up until last year when I decided I wanted to have my show.
Okay.
And then I literally have thrown myself into the process of that.
Okay.
To get it where it is right now. And so I'm going to start back playing next month. I already said, like, I have to start it, because that's the only exercise I get.
Okay. So you're starting to feel a difference.
Yeah, like, I'm, you know, a little stiffer. I ain't been stretching and moving. I jogged yesterday for the first time. I was like, yo, like, I gotta get back on the court.
Right.
But I love basketball. But, I mean, I'm older. You know, the hoop dream died years and years ago. You know, I was just kind of playing for fun because I love the sport.
Right.
But poker has been that other thing for me that has come where...
I would never have thought that you was like this poker player. Like,
it's great because it's such a mental game. Mm. And you know, you're sitting at a table with 9 people you've probably never seen before, never met. They're 9 strangers, and you know, the poker talk, and then you get to learn the different types of poker players. Like, right. I have a certain type of poker player that I don't like to play against.
Okay.
I have a certain one that when I see that type of poker player, I'm like, I like them. Yeah.
Right.
And so just learning those nuances and then kind of transitioning some of the lessons from poker over into life.
Right.
One that was big for me was patience. If you are not patient at a poker table, you will go home broke.
I think at some point, maybe not now in your life, but I see you, like, as you're evolving, that you may find that right person. That's my hope. You know, man cannot live by bread alone. You know what I'm saying? Man cannot live without one man. You know, we were here to, you know, be a support to you. So I'm really hoping that at some point you find that. And everybody needs their time. Don't get me wrong.
Right. It's possible. I'm focused right now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And that's the good thing, because you don't want her saying, can you focus on me?
By the way, is an ode to all women that wear sexy heels. My last name is actually
Today's podcast is brought to you by 360 Degrees of Victory, where we empower lives from every angle. We're currently accepting applications for our mentoring program for girls, Victorious Gems. So please give us a call at 919-613-6048 or feel free to go to our website at www.360degreesofvictory.org. Thank you.
Hello there. If you want to join Brown Girls Table Talk, go to my mommy's website.
Mommy's website is bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, that's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Bye.